This is The Players, a podcast about who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to. I'm Amanda Vinicky. For this episode, I speak with Mick Dumke, a fellow journalist, about his Chicago Reader article headlined, "Governor Rauner says he can hold as many secret meetings on public time as he wants." This from a governor who vowed transparency. Let's take a listen. Mick, you looked into the governor's schedule. You wanted to see what Bruce Rauner has been up to since he took over as the CEO of the state. When you FOIA'd, that's filed a Freedom of Information Act request for his calendar, his schedule, his meetings, what sort of response did you get from the administration?
Well, they did eventually get back to us with copies of his daily calendars and schedule, but over a three-month period, there were more than 150 redactions. So you had, you know, literally like blacked-out stripes all over these records, and that averages out to like, you know, one a day. So the way we think of it is there's at least one secret meeting that the governor's holding each day.
A secret meeting. Is there any indication whatsoever of what sort of meeting that would be? What he's up to during that point in time? Maybe it's a doctor's appointment, a workout, or are you pretty sure it's something related to state business?
I'm pretty sure it's related to something state business for the simple reason that we have not heard any counter argument that this is Governor Rauner going to the gym, that he's going to a doctor's appointment, that he's taking his wife out for dinner. As a matter of fact, I think a couple of those kind of entries actually were on the records that were provided to us. The other thing that's notable is what we can see from the records that were given over is his meetings with elected officials. So other legislators, particularly Mike Madigan, when he's sitting down with these folks, he has no problem releasing that information, telling us that he's sitting down with them, and that's great. We're glad to know that the governor is having regular meetings with lawmakers. So our assumption is that these are people who are not elected or public officials, that they are other citizens or people in business that he is consulting with and does not want to release them to us.
And there's really no way to know what he's up to. Why does that matter?
Well, I think it matters because obviously the state is at a standstill right now. And, you know, it takes more than one person to party. And, you know, I'm certainly not sitting here saying this is all the governor's fault, but he's one of the reasons that the state is shutting down. He is an assistant, you know, an insistence that his turnaround agenda be advanced before he starts to compromise on budget or revenue stuff. And so we think it's of great interest to the citizens of Illinois to know who exactly is consulting with the governor while he is pushing this agenda and while he is helping to bring the state to a standstill.
I actually had the opportunity to ask him a couple of questions about your story, inquired as to why so much on his calendar was blocked, and here's what the governor had to say.
Boy, I don't agree with your supposition. We put out our schedule and put up much more in there than is required under law and than most any other elected official does. We've been very forward, very forthcoming about that. And also, my position on every issue is very clear. And we've got our six bills out there. We are advocating for these. We're clear about what we want to do on a budget. We're very clear and very straightforward about it.
What's your response to that, Mick?
Well, he didn't say much. I guess my response, first of all, Amanda, is thank you for asking the question because, I think it's a very important issue. It gets at the kind of administration that he's running. As you noted, I think in your question, he basically campaigned on a promise to open up government, and he slammed former Governor Quinn for essentially, you know, obfuscating the operations of state government and, you know, characterized him as a machine Democrat from Chicago doing backroom deals. Now, here's the governor who is spending state resources to have his staff attorneys fight us, you know, against the release of information that we think should be public. So he didn't really say much to answer your question except to tell us that he has no intention of providing more information than what he already has.
So what are the next steps on your part or on that of the Readers, your publication?
Well, we're going to keep fighting. Currently this whole issue is pending before the Public Access Bureau of the Attorney General's Office. That's a division of the Attorney General's Office that deals with FOIA disputes. And so, you know, we've asked him to review his redactions and his position on this matter, and we're hoping that they issue an opinion that obviously takes our side, and we hope that it's a binding opinion that makes him cough up these records. Regardless of what happens there, we're going to keep writing about it because we ultimately think this is an issue of openness and transparency, so we want the citizens of Illinois to know what their governor is doing, even when it comes down to thwarting us in trying to find out what he's doing. So we're going to keep it out there and kind of let the citizens decide the issue over the course of time.
Is it just Governor Bruce Rauner that's doing this, or have you tried to access the schedules of other leaders? I know I've had people ask, well, what about the House Speaker? What about the Senate President? Are they forthright, or is there an exception, sort of a different standard when somebody is the CEO of an entire state?
Well, I definitely think there's something, you know, different about the position. As you pointed out, I mean, he's the top executive in the state of Illinois, so I think ultimately the bar on these matters should be set by our leader in the state. To your earlier question about have we done this with other officials, the answer is yes. I mean, I'm candidly spend most of my time reporting about politics in Chicago, or at least I have. I have been fighting this fight at the city level for years, literally. I first started fighting about this with former Mayor Daley. Eventually, they started coughing up his schedules and calendars, and then have continued the fight with my colleague Ben Jarofsky against Ron Emanuel's administration, and they too had started to produce the schedules, although now they're starting to just leave information off. So instead of blacking stuff out, they just don't put as much information in there. So that's another kind of sleight of hand they're doing. As for other state-level officials, Amanda, I'll just say that, you know, I'm working on it. I'm like as curious as anybody to know what is on the schedule of the House Speaker and other state leaders. So stay tuned for that.
That was Mick Dumke of the Chicago Reader. I'm Amanda Vinicky for The Players, a podcast about who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to.